A recent Envision Utah survey shows air quality to be among the top three concerns for Utahns. Paul Murphy is the spokesperson for Rocky Mountain Power and says lowering emissions will improve Utah's economy.
If we can help reduce emissions, we can attract more businesses to come to Utah, and we can help companies reduce the energy they use and actually help them reduce the amount of emissions they emit into the sky. And so just overall having a healthier air leads to a better business environment.
Utah was home to 2.9 million people in 2014, and the population is projected to increase to 3.9 million in the next 15 years. Murphy says some companies, as soon as they saw the winter air, lose all interest in relocating to Utah. He hopes elected officials will pass legislation enabling the use of incentives to help bring more companies into Utah.
We are actually attracting a lot of businesses to Utah because of our low electricity prices, but we think there are ways that we can do more to reduce emissions and actually offer them some incentives to come here. We're asking the legislature to give them special lower energy rates if they bring new infrastructure and jobs to Utah and if they use energy efficiency methods on the buildings that they make. And so that's something right now we can't do under the law, and we're asking the legislature to be able to offer that incentives to companies that exist here in Utah and companies who want to come to Utah.
Murphy is referring to a program called STEP, Utah Sustainable Transportation and Energy Plan. Some key features of the proposal are clean air and energy, economic development, and sustainable energy policy. He says that people are doing great things to improve air quality, like using LED lights, which greatly reduces electricity use.
A lot of the changes are occurring because of technology. People are starting to generate their own power. More people are looking into batteries and storing their own electricity.
56% of emission is caused by motor vehicles, with businesses and houses causing 32% of the pollution. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Alyssa Allison.